Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and a Third podcast. It's your man, DeLeo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew's side.
How many times?
Twice removed.
It's your boy, Drew Nitty, a.k.a. International Drew, a.k.a. that Black Star Kid, a.k.a. that Ghanaian gangster, a.k.a. let's go on with the show.
Okay, let's get the proceedings proceeding this evening.
Yes, sir.
Yo, man, dude. Take a little breaky break or hiatus, man. And just, it feels like years passed by.
Yes.
But, you know, a lot has happened in the world since our last show.
Yes,
literally.
But wait literally. A minute. Before I get on to that, I mean, you know, you might have noticed there was a certain individual missing when we did our intros. If anybody has seen young TJ Armour, yeah, I said the full government. We have an APB out on him because, yeah, he was supposed to show up for work today and he didn't. So,
no call, no show.
right. TJ,
you think that a write up?
Man, yeah, man, that or something. Tej, we hope you're okay. You know, we know you like to get your sleep on, but you know, call us, let us know you're okay. Send us a fax or message in a bottle.
This nigga took a tub of melatonin.
Man, for real. I mean, you know, it's real sleep when you turn the ringer off. That's like I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to even accidentally. You know, catch a vibration or a ringtone. Just leave me the fuck alone.
Right.
So, you know, that's what I'm assuming TJ is on right now. You know, maybe he had a long night, you know, of work or it could have been a bender, you know.
I know he was out of town for most of the week, and I think he got back like yesterday or the day before.
Ah, okay, that'll do it too. With he was business or pleasure, do you know?
Business.
Okay, all right.
So, cool. Yeah, I think he just got back like last night or the day before, whatever. But it was very, very, very recent that he got back.
Well, you know, if he happens to wake up during the show, we'll be happy to welcome him. Welcome him.
That nigga ain't getting up.
Sleepy time, Teach.
Right, Rip Van Winkle for real.
Right.
Man, you know, we didn't have a show last week because of the Super Bowl. And that was big, right?
No, was actually, last week?
It wasn't last week. It was week before last, right?
Yeah, week before
last. Yeah, week before last.
Yeah. Right.
It was two sporting events, the reason why we didn't have shows.
Oh, that's really. Right. All-Star was last. Oh, my God. Jeez. See, that's how you get lost in the sauce.
Yeah, we love our sports more than our listeners. Yeah. So.
Sorry.
I want to talk to y'all. Damn.
Oh, I didn't mean to do
sorry.
I forgot about All-Star. Now, see, I didn't pay attention to the game at all this time. And I know I missed all of the 75th anniversary things, but I heard the duck contest was the worst in history.
Yeah, that's not even a point of discussion.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it.
Jeez, man. It was that bad.
The highlight dunk and the person that did the dunk missed like 10 times. But dude dunked in a pair of Tims.
Oh my God. What is wrong with y'all, man? Like, honestly, you know, I know it was a bunch of clips floating around of some of the old dunk contests where I think they had allowed celebrities to participate. Do y'all think that's something they should bring back?
No.
I mean, like, what would bring excitement to this for real?
I need the stars to actually be in a dunk contest.
I would like to see something like the NBA versus street ballers in a dunk contest.
Yes. Yes.
Let's get some non-NBA folks in there.
Yeah, I think that would be dope. I mean, because you look at a lot of these even kids that are posting some of these TikTok videos of them doing dunks. That's way more exciting, honestly.
But see, here's the thing with that. We don't know how many times they missed.
Yeah, but
what's crazy, Stephen A. had a very good idea. He was like, since the stars don't want to participate, let those guys that you're talking about, Dave, let them do it and have the stars like sponsor like that the athlete. Mm. So you'll find like somebody in your city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Have gut dunk contests within your city to make it, you know, to kind of get to that point of being making All-Star Weekend. And the star of your team will sponsor that athlete.
Nah.
It actually is a good idea. Yeah. It's a good idea.
So it's almost like a mentorship, if you will.
Yeah, it's like because the thing is, it keeps the All-Star game circulating way before the All-Star game. People are talking about it, trying to get to that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's good for the league because you're being talked about.
Yeah.
And then you bring in star power because that star is going to be at least at the All-Star game courtside talking to whoever he's sponsoring and kind of coaching them up.
Right.
So you don't have to necessarily get a mega NBA star to do it if they don't want to, but they can sponsor a team from Chicago or Memphis or wherever this NBA city is.
Right.
That represents them. So it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
But anything's better than what just happened this year.
That was a shit show.
Jeez. Well, I saw the one thing I am kind of sorry I missed was two things. One of them was Macy Gray. I didn't get to see Macy perform. She did the what was it, the Star Spangled Banner?
I don't remember, but I know she looked like she was higher than giraffe pussy.
yeah.
Who does Macy Gray not look high?
apparently, LeBron and a few other players couldn't hold their laughter, and it was that bad. But I also missed the Legends ceremony. Where they were honoring, you know, all of the NBA greats like Jordan and Magic and Kevin Garnett, LeBron, and I know y'all probably seen that video that was circulating when Isaiah was talking to Magic and he like totally didn't acknowledge him on mic. Did y'all see that?
No, I didn't see that.
I didn't see it, but it looked like Isaiah was saying to some of the Magic like, "Why your boy ain't talking to me?"
What somebody put a voiceover over it.
But if you read the lips,
yeah, Magic, yeah.
When he talked to Michael, it looked like that's what he really said.
Yeah, yeah, it did. It did. And it was hilarious too. But and then they ended up having like when they were doing the actual ceremony portion of it, they were standing right next to each other, weren't they? Isaiah and Mike.
I don't even remember that, but I just remember your boy Isaiah saying something to Magic. And Magic's like, okay. And then it looked like Mike's asked us, what did he say? He said, like, you just totally ignored him.
Yeah.
And then Michael started cracking up. Like, dude. But here's another thing.
That wasn't the shade moment, though. Y'all, did y'all see how Paul Pierce and KG did Ray Allen?
KG had the stone face. His neck did not move. Like he was pretending like
both of them. They stood there like,
yo, you what? Ain't gonna pay that?
We acknowledging you. Like you left us to go be with them, nigga. Nah, nigga.
But they did take a picture later on in the back, I guess.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
it looked hilarious though, man. Like my man looked like all of his spine had left his body. Like he was not moving his neck. He was not moving
that,
his
that
neck.
That picture in the back, though, that's like, okay, we here. But that moment when he walked right past it, they weren't forced to stand still and be statues. They could have said something.
Right.
They could have did something. They did that on purpose.
That's like, that was almost like when you owe somebody money and you see them come in the room and they're like, you start looking everywhere but at them. Right. Like, they still over there? They still over there? Are they still there?
Are they still looking?
Still walking. This thing is still standing here. He's still here.
But let me go back to Isaiah, Michael. So after all that, Isaiah has the nerve, the unmitigated gall to go on ESPN and kind of like low-key shade Michael later on. Like Michael, LeBron's going to be the GOAT when he passed Magic Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wow.
Like, dude, you mad? you still mad, bro. Nah. Like every chance you get a chance to say Michael or Scotty, and I got beef with Scotty too. But
was Scotty in the ceremony?
He was there via video clip. Like they had like people who didn't make it, they was like waving to the crowd in the video clip. And Scotty was one of them. I was like, Scotty, that's the real punk role because you know you and Michael got beef.
Right. Right.
And you ain't there.
Right. You know Scotty ain't had nothing else to do that day.
Come right. On. But you know, Tim Duncan was video. I think he was via video. Karl Malone probably with an 18-year-old.
Wow.
Oh man.
Better than a 17-year-old.
I did age the person up, you know.
Oh no. Did Tim Duncan have a fade?
No, you know, he on his reggae stuff, he got like some gray dreads now.
Oh wow, okay. Interesting.
Tim is really living the relaxed retirement life.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, island boy anyway by nature, so.
Oh wow. No,
yeah, he's from the Virgin Islands. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't even think Larry Bird was there.
Bird wasn't there?
Bird wasn't there.
No, I don't think he was there in person, no.
Yeah.
He was hanging out in old Cowlick, huh? Cowlick, Indiana? Is that the name of that?
Is it French Lick. You made that sound way more country than it's whole.
Wow.
French Lick. I'm sorry. All my licking people in Indiana.
Wow.
We already off the rails. We've been hit 13 minutes. We off the rails.
Hey, it's all good.
Now we talking about licking people in Indiana. Okay.
So before we move on to the NFL, how was the All-Star game?
You know what? Ever since they did the new, like, one team win the first quarter, second quarter, and third quarter, and it's a free fall at the fourth.
Yeah.
It's been so much better.
Yeah, this format is nice.
Yeah. It's way better.
Yeah, I'll admit that the first time they did that, it definitely, I liked how it rocked.
And don't forget, it was in the best, like, probably the best All-Star city weekend when it was in Chicago when that first started. So let's be clear.
True indeed. At first, I thought you was bigging up Cleveland like that because I was about to hit you with the Joakim Noah. Like,
man, I just do. What's so good about Cleveland? I mean, it ain't a place I want to come to.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to shake Cleveland. I got family.
I do.
You go on vacation? You go to Cleveland?
You sure you want to go to Cleveland?
We got, so on the series, 33 and a third has love for Cleveland.
No, we don't. No, we don't. It's Cleveland. It's Cleveland. The only good thing in Cleveland. The only good thing in Cleveland is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, the Cincinnati's got the NFL Hall of Fame?
No, that's Canton.
Canton, Ohio. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Cleveland got sewer.
Wow.
See, well, you know, we got Tristan Thompson from Cleveland, you know.
No, technically, no. we got him from Indiana.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Which you just dissed earlier. So.
Jeez, we're not going to have no Midwest fans here in a minute. But, yeah, Tristan is now a Chicago Bull. And
hide your girlfriends and hide your wives.
Yep, stay out the club, Tristan, because it's gonna be just babies everywhere. And
you know, not unless they take the $750,000 or whatever it was he was offering.
Yeah.
You know some of these thought pockets over here gonna take that. Yeah, $750,000. Yeah.
Man. I mean, he already gonna be halfway out west, you know, being at the United Center. So that's where he's gonna be most.
That's
in
not
trouble.
Halfway out west, sir. That's 100% out west.
That's 100% out west. They practice right smack dab in the middle of the west.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
that's the stadium on Madison and Pulaski. Like it's there. It's
right
the
there.
But he had a good first game, right?
Oh yeah, he's had a pretty good the last two games. You know they lost yesterday. Yeah. He's been doing good, man. It's like he needs some toughness. Now all I have him to do is he got to take a certain Milwaukee Bucks play out on the fourth, and I'll be fine.
We'll see what happens. So Super Bowl, you know, we were off that week, and you know, what y'all do for the Super Bowl? I mean, me and Jamila just kind of chilled here, made some sandwiches, ate some wings, had some snacks. My brother-in-law came over, and we just watched the game at the crib, man. What y'all do?
I was over that. I was over that man's house watching it. Watching the game, you know, with our boy Jeff, highlight the boys, Jeff.
DC crew,
yeah. Wings, shouts out to the Crown Royal Vanilla and Cream Soda.
Oh,
that
wow.
That was a wonderful thing.
Wow. That sounds like dessert right there.
Nah, man, it's good. It's good drinking right there. But, you know, we was watching, you know, were we really there for the game?
No. I mean, I'm always that the nerd who's always there for the commercials as well. But this year,
yeah, we can talk about that too. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, this year was definitely about the commercials, and more importantly, the halftime show with Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, and Snoop Dogg,
with special guest Anderson .Paak,
and other special guests, 50 Cent,
yeah.
Which I kind of knew 50 was gonna pop in there, because I was like, Dre's got to do In the Club, as big a hit as it is, and 50's probably gonna be, you know, surprise guest. I can't see Eminem being there and not 50. So
I'll say it from the beginning, bro. When they announced the lineup, like 50's there, I guess he's not in the. They're not gonna name his name, but he, you know, for whatever reason, there was no way that show was gonna happen without him. He's too ingrained into that crew.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You can't do Dre and M without having 50 there in some capacity.
Right.
So
now what I thought, it was an amazing halftime show, by the way, but what I would have thought would have just, and honestly, it wasn't necessary, but I think it would have just been a huge moment, is if, you know, we had a game in 50 reunion and they did How We Do just for that one song. You know what I'm saying?
You know what the thing about that is? I hear you.
Yeah,
and it's been a lot of talk about game. At the same time, I don't think that would have been the place for that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that was, how can I say this? That moment, that reconciliation that you're looking for.
Yeah.
That's a BET
Hip Hop
Award. That
stage may have been too big for that to be fully appreciated.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. And
So would you say that's a BET Hip Hop Awards or like a BET
Awards? That's a place where you want to have it. That's a more so reconciliation for the culture.
Yeah.
Right? Versus a worldwide stage where people don't even know the origins of why they're, you know, why it's significant.
Right.
Right.
So
right.
I just don't think that was the place for that kind of thing.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I feel like they, you know, I saw all of the stuff that was going back and forth. I think that WAC 100 had put out there, but then Game came out and made a statement that, you know, nobody speaks for me.
Right.
If you didn't hear it from me, you know, I didn't say it. And, you know, I honestly don't feel like he felt any kind of way about not being included. Cause again, it was perfect the way it was. The setup that they had was great. Everybody did their thing. Mary's just been on a roll lately, and she got the show that was popping, just dropped a new album, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I think she just won an NAACP Image Award.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, yeah. She just
her won and Meth. So
yeah, her and Meth for Power Book 2, and so, you know, man, she's just on a roll right now. Kendrick was great. He needs to stop playing and drop this new album already. And, you know, M of course did his thing. Of course, the big talk was about him taking a knee, during the performance. And there was definitely polarizing, views on that. I didn't even notice it until after, you know, people start memeing it. But, you know, I think it was, you know, a big deal was made about it, but nobody, I didn't even pay attention to it until people started memeing it.
Right.
But some people were saying that, you know, why are people celebrating this? And other folks were like, you know, the NFL I think I saw some reports that said the NFL did know that he was going to do it beforehand, but then others said it was a surprise. So who knows?
I don't think it was a surprise. I think, Drew, remember I showed you prior, this is before the show even started. Royce da 5'9" posted that the Eminem told him he can't, the NFL told Eminem he can't kneel. Mm. It was like an article that Royce posted that said that.
Oh, wow.
And so, and I kind of showed that to the guys in the house, like, well, we know what that means. He's going to kneel. You told him he can't do it. That's pretty much telling him to do it. So,
yeah,
it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a big shock when I saw it happen. Yeah. I was just like, I was more so not even about the initial cause of the whole kneeling in that background. I was just like, tell a man he can't do something. I bet you he's going to do it now.
He's going to do it, right.
It's going to happen now. Yeah. So,
absolutely.
That was that for me. But yeah, it was that was the initial report. That was well before the halftime show that was Royce posted that.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, and then of course you're gonna talk about 50 cent turning into a whole dollar.
I knew, well, dude, I knew as soon as he popped up, I was like, I took a double. I was like, yo, is that 50? Like, cause it was like as soon as he popped up upside down, I thought it was 50. But then I took a double take. I was like, I'm not sure. He's definitely put on a few pounds.
But haven't we all? Well, maybe not you, Dave.
Right. I mean, if y'all look at some old pictures, I know I gain weight.
I'm like, yo, look at your fat friends and look at 50. Is 50 really fat, bro? Like, let's be real.
Well, and then the other thing, too, is if you hang it upside down, obviously all that weight is going
to... Like, how did they expect them to not get thicker in 20 years? Like, oh, the club was 03.
Right.
Not think it will happen in 20 years. Like, also, have y'all not... You've seen him in, like, he's not, like, been hiding.
Right. So, exactly.
So why do we... You know, I thought that was way too... Yeah, we just put way too much focus on that.
But you know what that is though too? It's like the guy who trolls, now he's giving us a chance to troll.
Yeah.
So it's like,
definitely. Yeah, it was his comeuppance moment. Right. And then I think he responded with like some pictures of the G Unit tank top line that he was like relaunching and selling after that.
The bra line now.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But that was interesting and funny. But man, everything was on point, man. The choreography, the song selection.
Now the sound selection. I knew they still gonna do still DRE.
You're right.
I just don't feel like they should have did it at the end.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. They could have led in with that piano
right
riff.
Yeah,
like at that would have been. I kind of thought that was gonna happen too. Well, I also kind of thought they was gonna lead off with even though that wouldn't have been my choice. They came in with it later. The next episode, I thought that was gonna be maybe the lead off track, and then
they lead off with that, didn't they?
Oh, they did. I thought I could have sworn it was something else that came in.
That was it.
Okay, I knew they did deep cover. But, I'd have lost.
Oh man, yeah. That was that was too hood for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, too cultural.
but the only song I probably had an issue with was I wanted Mary to do like at least two upbeat songs. I felt like No More Drama was kind of
a weird
choice. Yeah, like I would have.
It's a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, I would have preferred. I knew she was gonna do Family Affair because it was a Dre track, but I would have preferred like Real Love or something like old what started it all, Mary. You know?
Oh yeah, did like the remix with that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I got you.
For that would have been insane, but you know, hey, No More Drama. I guess must have been a big favorite as well. Maybe that's why she put in the list.
I mean, yeah, because you know a lot of women watch the NFL too, so I guess that's what that was their little thing. But you know that was her thing for them. So yeah. I get it.
Yeah, but yeah. Other than that, man, I loved it. You know, I liked how they incorporated Dre being in the studio, the Lowriders, You know, Snoop is just, and speaking of Snoop, you know, he also dropped a new album right before the Super Bowl. And, you know, we'll get into that whole him buying Death Row and all that, but he dropped a new album. I don't know if y'all heard it, man, but to me, like, Snoop's put out a lot of albums since, you know, his more popular ones.
Right.
This album, Back on Death Row, to me, is his strongest album in a long time. I don't know if y'all have spent any time with it.
No, I haven't heard it. I didn't even know it was out.
It's really, really good. Like, he even got this one joint on it, and this will put me over the top. Like,
the Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes. That joint. Oh my God. Dude. Yeah. When I heard that, I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh, this is great. And the only reason I say that is because I've at least, if I haven't purchased, you know, his more recent stuff, I've at least gone and listened to it. Uh-huh. And this has been the first album he's had in a while where I haven't had to skip at all. Like, I felt like every joint damn near on the album is listenable. Okay. So, yeah, definitely check it out.
I heard a couple records off of it, not the whole thing, but I didn't hear anything that I was like, you know, negative, you know, responding to. It was, everything sounded kind of pretty dope from what I heard. Yeah. So it's where I would go back and listen to the whole thing just based on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I knew what you was talking about because that was one of the songs I heard. I was like, yo, this is wild. This is wild.
Yeah, like, man. The way he flipped that, I was like, oh my God.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, especially with me being a huge Kirby Enthusiasm fan. I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. So, and he calls it Kirby Enthusiasm.
how do y'all watch Kirby Enthusiasm and not watch Seinfeld? I don't understand you people.
I know I watch Seinfeld. I don't watch either.
I don't like either show.
I'll be honest with you. I don't watch the reruns of Seinfeld, but when it was on, I was a big fan.
Okay.
But I don't really watch all, like, when a rerun is on, I might watch it, but I'm not like, oh, I gotta watch this. Like Martin, like, I have to watch Martin when it's on.
You know what's funny? I'm the opposite. I'll watch Seinfeld every day. Martin, wow, I'll turn to every now and again. But Seinfeld, I literally watch every night. Like,
wow.
And by the way, I've been on a Friends kick lately.
The Fox show?
No, Friends.
Friends. I thought you said Fringe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been on a Friends kick lately, and that show, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did not know it was that funny.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. Welcome to my world, sir.
I was definitely a late bloomer on that one. But nah, man, it was an awesome, you know, Super Bowl halftime show. The Super Bowl was pretty good too. You know, it was all right.
y'all better put some respect on my quarterback, man. What's wrong with you people?
Man, Matt Stafford, congrats to the LA Rams.
Even though he almost gave it up.
Oh, right. Odell Beckham Jr., Aaron Donald, you know, the whole crew, man. You know, everybody came through in the end, which mattered.
Right.
And, you know, Odell Beckham got hurt, but still ended up with a Super Bowl ring, scored the first touchdown. And now him and his girl just welcomed the baby. So, you know.
And shout out to Van Jefferson, who won the Super Bowl, celebrated for like 5 minutes on the field, and then had to run because his wife had a baby that night.
Wow. Wow. A lot of smashing going on apparently right before the Super Bowl, you know. So,
sir. Wow. Sir.
Hey, you know. No, it was a lot of celebrities was in the place too at the game. Of course, it was
no
Hollywood.
Mask.
No mask. There was not a mask in sight. In the stands. Corona had left, I guess, for the day. Took a day off.
The Super Bowl,
there was one mask.
Do I want to even know what
one person going? Had a mask on?
who would that be? BA
Kanye, Mr. West.
Oh, that's right,
Mr. Jesus. He had a mask on.
He did, Mr. Ye. And Drew, I know you probably will skip out at that point, but I am going to talk about the doc.
Briefly. It's definitely going to be a two-man show.
It's going to be brief because I haven't watched it yet. So
It'll be brief. I'll get my quick review on it so far. I've only watched the first two episodes, but Kanye was there, The Rock, Kevin Hart. I want to say Angelina Jolie, LeBron, not Angelina, it's one of the other actresses. A bunch of rich people that can spend $10,000 on a seat, you know,
or two seats,
yeah, at a game. Dude, I think some of those tickets were going for like 10 stacks just for a seat.
No, it was, but it was also people who were buying two seats for $3,000. It was like higher up, but it was still $3,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, those boxes were insane. I watched the video right before the Super Bowl about, you know, how they had built that stadium. And they were showing, you know, like what $1 million would get you for like a VIP box. And, dude, it's like insane. Like, honestly, like if I had the money, that would be something I would trick off on. One, you know, is something like that for like a big game like that. Yeah, if I was balling, I'd trick off and get like $1 million box for all my friends and family to come and, you know, watch and experience that in the home city. Yeah, sure, why not?
Right.
But I'm not balling like that. So,
it's coming though, sir. It's coming.
It's coming. We're gonna claim it. For real, for real. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
It was cool. I mean, I feel like the game kind of capped off what this season has been, man. We've had a lot of, especially towards the end and in the postseason, a lot of these like comeback wins in the last seconds and overtime wins and all type of craziness that's been, you know, going on with these games. And I think this was kind of up there, you know what I mean? So like, you know, even with the way like Tampa Bay got eliminated, and so it just kind of capped off what this season was to me.
Yeah, it was, like I said, you know, other than our home team sucking to high heaven.
Yeah.
I mean, it was still a great season.
Yeah. You know,
we got to say goodbye to some old quarterbacks. You know, they on it. Well, one we definite about is Ben Roethlisberger. I still don't trust Tom Brady. You might, as they say, I'm back. So,
ain't coming back, bro.
We don't know, man, you know. And then we got Mr. Anti-Vaxxer himself, you know, saying like goodbye in videos and Instagram posts, but saying, oh, I'm not retiring yet. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is.
Well, and you know, then you got people who you know, no matter how bad they are, they can still get a job, and that's Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace have landed. You know, Matt Nagy's back with his old team in Kansas City,
right?
And, is he?
Quarterback coach. Yep.
God, I hope you fuck up Mahomes like you fucked up.
Okay.
Yep. So and then Ryan Pace is in Atlanta with the Falcons.
So, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So yeah. You know, Godspeed to them and
kick rocks.
Good luck. Good luck to those teams, cause y'all gonna need it.
Kick rocks. hope y'all get fired soon. Again.
Oh my goodness. And now on to current news. Man,
there's a war going on outside. No man is safe from.
Man, listen.
Think your name, youngster.
Listen.
Ugh.
Like, you know, we knew this year was 2022 for a reason. And you know, the bullshit has started. We almost in March already. And you know, we almost made it out of Black History Month without some shit kicking off, but Vladimir Putin had other plans.
Yeah.
He wanted to kick up dust in the blackest month of the year. Now we're embroiled in a conflict that could potentially ramp up to World War III. Man, What's your thoughts, y'all?
The silence. The silence. I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. What we supposed to think about this?
Man, this shit is crazy, man.
I got a problem with. This is just me.
Yeah.
I got a problem with American media, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Uh-oh.
Could we talk about a potential world war, right? A conflict that has the potential to break out into something mighty great.
Right.
Yeah.
And we, American media does these, they'll do all these little fluff pieces, and they want to draw sympathy, and they want to hit you with, you know, they want compassion, right? And so we do all these stories about the Ukrainian community in America, right? And I'm watching the news. This is literally on the news. They got people in, you know, not protesting, but just kind of demonstrating in the streets in support of Ukraine. Right. And then the next story is the Simpsons predicted this. Did the Simpsons predict this? Like, seriously? Then we just go to.
Oh, like, my God.
It's not a game. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is the way that we kind of look at, like, can we stay focused and be, like, in the moment? We got to – everything's a freaking joke at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, in this day of social media, yeah, it's like everything has become that.
That was the literal news, though. I'm watching the news, and they talk about this. Well, the Simpsons predict this conflict, and you – who cares? Can we talk about
– Right. What's happening? Right. Well, you know, this has been building up. We all knew it was coming. And, you know, of course, you know, Putin's number one cheerleader / has daddy issues, wants Putin to be his daddy. Trump was calling him a genius and championing him and, you know, saying that he was smart to take over this territory, and then of course he had to backtrack, you know, and you know, because he's about to try to make his second presidential run.
I think this is all tied together, bro. I really think it is.
What you mean?
Why wouldn't Putin go for the Ukraine while Trump was president?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Like to Trump's point. I will agree with him on that because I know what he was trying to say, but you know, he did it. He said it in his normal Trump way. So it was, I won't say it was taken out of context, but his delivery is always fucked up. So it definitely offended people even more than it was probably intended to. But
I think it was calculated though. It was like, I can see them having a conversation like, bro, if you're going to do it now.
Yeah.
And I can use this as my, you know, for my political stance.
Sure.
Yeah, I can definitely see a conversation that was had between those two.
Yeah. But
But the thing is, with that, even with that, doesn't it seem weird that like all his you know, Trump's minions, like Fucker Carlson, that's TJ's name for him, and the rest of like Marjorie Greene and all that, they still kind of backing Putin. You know, even though, and they're not backtracking, and you know, they Trumpites. They, you know, is Donald Trump and the Trumpets. That's what I call them, the Trumpets. So,
well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I feel like, yeah, you're right. But to BA's point, yeah, this could also be a setup to have Donald Trump come in and be the savior and be the peacemaker in all of this to say, you know, look. If he were still president, then, you know, look, he's right. This wouldn't have happened. So, you know, this very well could be a ploy and play. The thing is, when you're working with two different narcissists, both who are not mentally stable, you know, this their plans and their ploy have the you know, the probability to go beyond just that, you know what I'm saying? And go into far more dangerous territory because now, you know, he's even threatening, was it Sweden and Finland, you know, saying that if they try to, you know, get into NATO, that they will, you know, also face the same you know, ramifications. So it's like, all right, you know, he said,
but is the Russian army like that deep? Like,
well, no, but what he's got in his back pocket, and which is why the U.S. won't put troops on the ground, is, you know, Russia has 6,000 nuclear weapons. So if he decides to pull a Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is, he could do a lot more damage and you know, actual attack, you know, more so than a North Korea could, because, you know, they're closer, for one. But so,
and aren't they allies, by the way?
Yeah, exactly. So he has that trump card, if you will, to you know, keep everybody, you know, the U.S. and NATO at bay. Because if we, you know, yeah, we're involved, and, you know, he's probably still going to try to make us pay the price, with, you know, whether it be a cyber attack or worse. But if we would, like, really, really go in, you know, beyond sanctions, then now World War III is definitely happening. Because if he attacks a NATO country with, you know, whether it be just a regular attack or nuclear, then we're definitely involved. And now World War III is official. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
he has that in his back pocket, and he knows, you know, we're not gonna take that step, because it'll trigger, you know, World War III. So that's why he's able to, you know, do this invasion without, you know,
all his threats are to non-NATO countries.
Yeah. Yep.
He also said at the same time, anybody else who gets involved won't feel it too.
Yep, exactly.
Which would be a threat to NATO countries.
Right. And as far as these sanctions, it's like the biggest sanctions that they can do to, like, hurt Russia, because they bounced back from us, you know, putting sanctions on them before. But the biggest would be targeting their banks and offshore accounts and, you know, all these shell companies that they have. Because now you're really getting at the root of where all of this money and funding comes from. All of these lightweight sanctions, he's not scared of that.
Right.
You know, because it's about him proving a point, you know. So, but meanwhile, you know, Ukraine is trying to fight the good fight and, you know, keep a full, you know, full-on invasion from happening. But, you know, it's definitely a David and Goliath, you know, type scenario that they got going on.
Yeah, I can't, you know what? I see everybody saying to pray for Ukraine. I haven't said that because I've just seen how they treat Africans and other black people of color there. So I'm not, I can't. Wanted to pray for you, but you doing dirt like that.
Yeah, so I was just talking to somebody about that before we hopped on the podcast. You know, if you haven't seen, there's a lot of videos circulating on how Ukraine, apparently, where Africans are being kept from, you know, getting on trains and evacuation, you know, outlets. And it's just another example of just how, you know, we are treated everywhere.
So in the middle of a war, y'all still want to be racist?
Yeah, yep. Right. Exactly. So, wow. So racism has no boundaries. It's just no matter what's going on in the world, Jesus can come back and you still gonna find, you know, people being racist towards black people, even though, you know, they about to be faced with judgment. You know what I'm saying? That's how deep racism is. It has no bounds.
Yeah.
Zero. So it's like, you know, yeah, to your point, Drew, and, you know, I saw those videos too, and it's gut-wrenching, but unfortunately not surprising. We will be vilified no matter where we are, no matter what the circumstances are.
Right.
And a lot of that stems from, you know, obviously, you know, racism was everywhere, but a lot of it stems from America.
Right. Hey, I don't hate to say it, but, you know, Trump just pretty much made it cool to be racist.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, but I'm a pray for the folks, you know, going through the struggle up there, black and white. I'm not going to be totally, you know, hating, but yeah, I'm going to definitely pray for that. And hopefully this whole situation just gets, you know, gets, what's the word I'm trying to use?
Resolve
in soon. Yeah, resolve soon. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's I don't know, man. I mean, because I mean, you look at the end game here. Okay, Putin takes over, you know, Ukraine. Is he going to stop there? Is he going to be looked at as a pariah after this? And will, you know, will these sanctions be long term and you know, not ending until there's a regime change with him? You know,
I mean, why would he stop? If I can't, if I conquer Ukraine and y'all not doing shit, why would I not go for the next, you know, the next fucking, the next meal that's sitting right in front of me?
Yeah.
Why would I take that too?
Exactly. So. Exactly. So yeah, it's like, you know, at the end of the day, what's the end game here?
Yeah, man. Like I said, this, I didn't realize I was going to live through a history book.
Well, I mean,
we've been in the history book.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, like I was, you know, talking to Jamila the other day and, you know, life is a cycle. You know, all of the stuff that our parents and grandparents went through. It's our turn. And so, you know, you had global pandemics that are, and depressions and, you know, recessions that our, you know, great grandparents and grandparents went through, and they went through world wars. And now it's our turn. You know, unfortunately, we're in the TikTok age. You know, that adds a different dynamic to it.
So you said that we're going to have a dance battle.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. We're going to have a dance battle and selfie competition in the middle of shells being dropped. So, you know.
You got served, global edition.
Right, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we living in some dark times right now. So, God help us all.
Right.
Man, I guess moving on to slight lighter news. Kiki Wyatt is having 11th baby, or I think had an 11th baby. She's, you know, her and Nick Cannon, I think, are having a competition for.
Well, she's winning. She got a whole basketball team.
Kiki Wyatt is definitely trying to start her own league. You know, hopefully they some ballers, man.
Dude, hopefully all of them can sing. You know how many different groups that is?
She gonna make the whole choir.
Man, for real. Like, dude.
Church about to be popping. The Wyatt.
I'm gonna make the choir. You okay.
You used to only hear about people's grandmothers that had that many kids. I was like, man, that's still happening these days. Okay, all right.
Man, she took beef from the multiply.
Get them two guys shouting like, "What is you doing?" But you know what? I can't even knock it. If you can afford it, and that's what you want to go through childbirth. Yeah. By all means, do your thing.
Yeah,
you ain't hurting nobody. Like,
no, not at all. I mean, you know, create more life. So,
be fruitful and multiply. Yes, real.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Blessings to her, blessings to Nick Cannon, and you know, just stay fertile and keep laying your seed.
Stay fertile.
Man, y'all saw the Martin reunion, 30th reunion is taking place. It's gonna be airing on BET Plus. They just recently taped it. Martin Lawrence, Tashina Arnold, Tisha Campbell, and Carl Anthony Payne. Rest his soul to my man Thomas McCall Ford.
Yes, sir.
Man, I can't wait to watch this, man. I'm gonna have
y'all
to
gotta like, tell me when it drops so I can subscribe and then
Sorry, BET Plus, but yeah, we're gonna get our trial run.
Your trial membership on.
Yeah.
Is it a free month? Is the first month free?
I think so. I think the first 7 days.
Yeah, it's a wrap then. I'm in and out, shouting.
Oh man. Yeah.
We'll not be sticking around after that.
I'm so looking forward to that. I'm wondering if they're going to address the whole controversy at all. I doubt it, but
I think they have to. Yeah, if you're being authentic, you have to.
Yeah,
the same way like, Fresh Prince, him and what's her name?
Viv.
I don't want to call about her real name. Is it Janet? Yeah. What's her name?
Janet Hubert. Yeah.
Yeah, Janet Hubert. The same way they talked about their conflict. Yeah. Like if you're being authentic, you have to address it because we all know it's there. You can't just leave that elephant sitting in the room.
The only thing with that BA is if you noticed in recent years, like Martin is not very talkative in a lot of interviews. Like even when he is, he's not. It's like a very straightforward, almost political answers, if you will. So I'm wondering if he'll be more engaged in this than he has been in other stuff. I hope so.
I would hope so. I would hope, and my only hope is that there's a certain level of comfort with that cast from being working together for so long that they can have an open discussion.
Yeah.
Because him and Cole had
beef. So
I don't think you can have an authentic reunion and kind of talk about the history without talking about the negative history too. Those things happened.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, absolutely. So my hope is that they do go into that discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's gonna be hosted by Afion Crockett. Definitely looking forward to that. I can't wait. Martin is that show will be forever ingrained in legendary television. And
yes, sir. Watch it every chance I see it.
Looking forward to that. Man, you touched on the Fresh Prince reunion. I don't know if y'all been watching Bel Air, but I love the reboot. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, I didn't think I would like it, bro, but it is amazing. I hate Carlton.
Oh my God. Everybody hates Carlton. Is the new Tariq / the new what's his face from Ozark. Like, he's probably one of the most hated characters on TV right now.
Yeah, and I don't want to give it away just in case Drew ended up going to watch it, but hey, Carlton. Fuck with Jeffrey.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I think Jeffrey don't get enough shine on the show, but that might be for a good reason too.
Exactly.
But
there's something else there. We know what that is. So.
Yeah. But man, dude, it's like when this is what a reboot should be. Like totally, this is what a reboot should be. Because they have a lot of nods to the original, but the show takes on its own feeling. Like you feel like you could have watched this without the existing one before. That's how much I like it.
They feel like new characters.
Yeah.
I mean the premise is basically the same, but like I love this Hillary versus the old Hillary, if that makes sense. Like
Yep. I totally get that. Because at first I was like, I don't know, like, you know, I kind of missed that ditziness. But like even in the first couple episodes, she had kind of a modern take on it.
Yeah.
And you know, it works. It totally works. And Aunt Viv, I was familiar with her from like Luke Cage and other shows. So when I saw she was casted, I was like, oh, perfect. Like I don't even she can just play herself. And for me, it would be close to the, you know, Janet Hubert Witten and Aunt Viv. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was already with that. The Uncle Phil definitely sold me because I was like, when I first saw him casted, that was out without seeing any work or anything. I was like, come on, man. We want the big, you know, big robust Uncle Phil. But I like this dude's take on it, though. But yeah, man, Ashley's been kind of underused, but you know, I feel like in the initial seasons of the original Fresh Prince, you know, Tatiana wasn't she was key like in the first couple episodes, but she was like almost like, you know, the younger kid that was kind of she didn't really have any like real storylines until she started getting older.
I think they're developing her character though. Like I don't know if you saw the last episode and they added a little.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so they're developing her character slowly. Yeah. I don't know how many seasons this is going to be around, but I feel like Ashley's the character they're going to keep bringing along.
They got a guaranteed two off the top. So it's definitely going to be coming out for two seasons.
But, the interesting dynamic that I like that they changed up from the original to this one is Lisa.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Lisa and the Lisa Carlton connection versus Lisa and Will. So,
and even Jazz, you know, the way they changed that up, and then without giving this away, I thought the way they played, you know, Don Cheadle's character from the show is like perfect. You know what I'm saying? It was.
I don't remember that. Wait, Don Cheadle's character.
So Don Cheadle character is
a friend from Philly that came to visit Will.
Yeah, Trey.
What was that, Don? Why was I thinking about the other Trey?
Don Cheadle's character's name was Ice Trey.
I wasn't thinking about him. I was thinking about the guy from the BBD video.
Oh, no.
I know who you're talking about.
I can't think of his name, but Don Cheadle is actually supposed to be the
Trey from this one.
Yep.
Okay.
Because they even kind of favor a little bit, you know, the hairstyle and the.
So I thought that was the Trey that was in the BBD video on those episodes.
Nah, that's the Don Cheadle, because they even like that whole argument they had was so similar to what, you know, Will and Don Cheadle had in the show.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
So yeah, so like little nods to the show like that, man. It's just dope, and I'm really man, I love the Will character. This is his first acting job. And I think he's knocking it out the park.
He really does give me Will vibes, though. Like, when he has his dramatic moments, he goes with that Will look.
Yeah. Man, if you haven't checked it out, please watch it. Also, please read Will's book. I just finished it, and it's amazing. So,
Is TJ here? They always talking about books.
Right. I know. The one time we talking about books, TJ is here. But yeah, man, loving the Bel Air reboot. And then Drew.
Yes.
I'm
out.
Hillary super thick. By the way, just so y'all know.
What's that?
Hillary super thick.
Oh yeah. Already.
I'm out.
Yep, already. I'll just leave it at that. Yep.
I'll say it. I'll say it. Y'all don't have to.
But the Kanye West documentary has been on the past 2 weeks, called Genius. It's on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, if you miss, Drew's over here having a conniption. If you miss the old Kanye, it's definitely a must see. Definitely give you a lot of insight into understanding as to, you know, some of the stuff he does now, but just like the one thing you cannot dispute about the man is his tenacity, his drive, and his heart. And he was kind of like if you watch it, man, he reminds you of the awkward, I don't want to say genius, but like awkward, just that awkward kid in school who, you know, had a ton of potential and just constantly worked at it and bottled at it, but you might have looked at him as being a little bit different or weird.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? After they become successful, you got it. You know what I'm saying? So
I didn't watch the show yet, but I was watching Joe Budden's in a clip from his show.
Yeah.
Or his pod or whatever. And they was talking about it, and it was trying to put into perspective for people who were watching or listening the era that it was back then. And it's hard if you weren't there, if you know Kanye now and you weren't around in those days, you don't know. You see him in a certain light.
Yeah.
But back then, little up and coming Kanye, he said just for him to come to the Def Jam building with a goddamn camera crew, it's like, who is this weird dude? Like, why is he? Yep. You know what I'm saying? He was like, it was certain areas in the office that people literally could not go into. There was a Rockefeller section. Yep. Said there was a Murder, Inc. section. He said Disturbing the Peace had a floor. But, like, you couldn't go to certain sections. He said even I couldn't even go over to a certain place. And I was on Rockefeller at one point, and I couldn't get to. So Yeah, the idea of Kanye walking around with a camera crew,
yeah,
rub some folks the wrong way. Just because it was like, who are you? Like, you ain't get your, like, kind of what you describe, get your annoying ass down. Go, you know, they kind of treated it like that. So it's crazy where he, what he was, and, you know, to see that evolution, I would say. I got to watch the whole thing.
Well, but, I you know, I got two quick stories. I might have if I told both of them on here, you know, forgive me, y'all. But one of them was when, because it takes me back exactly to the type of stuff that I saw in the documentary. But one of them was when me and TJ went to it was like a Lil' Kim release party, and it was at the Hancock Center. It was for the Notorious album, Notorious K.I.M. album. And Kanye had produced at least one track off of there. And we were waiting for Kim to show up to see if we could get an interview. And I think I was the cameraman. TJ was interviewing that night. And Kanye walks in and nobody knew who he was. You know what I'm saying? He had produced for some names already, but nobody knew who he was. But we knew who it was, so we saw him, and he had hit up the bar a few times, so he was nice, and, you know, was a little tipsy, and very, very talkative, and we turned the camera on and interviewed him, and it was a hilarious interview, because he just let it rip and was talking and going on, and TJ was just like, and it was, every time I talked to TJ, I'm like, dude, you gotta find that footage, because it was like, it was that type of Kanye that you see in the documentary, man. Just like, you know, said whatever was on his mind and just was passionate and just, you know. And then the other story I was going to tell is when I had been approached to, it was a lady who used to write here in Chicago for Billboard magazine. And she was doing an article on local producers. And she had reached out to me because I was working with a big independent music company here. And she had called me and, you know, started asking me a bunch of questions about certain producers. And so I had told her about my guy Extreme, No ID. And then I was like, yo, it's this kid, Kanye, who's been producing for all these up and coming, all these big artists. And he's up and coming, really making a name for himself. You definitely should interview him. I didn't have any contact on Kanye at the time, but my boy Extreme did. So Extreme linked me with him. I hit up Kanye on the time port and then we talked and then he I was like, yo, it's this lady with Billboard magazine, she wants to interview you, is it cool if I give her your information? He was like, yeah, man, good looking out, I appreciate it. So I sent him the info, she called him, reached out, she interviewed him, and she did the article. I still have it framed, and she put all of our pictures in there except for Kanye. She put No ID, she put Extreme, she put this other producer, I think his name was Dirty Spo, and she put my pics in there, which I was like, okay, thank you. but she didn't put Kanye's photo on that. So I ran into Kanye at Radio Shack in River Oaks, and right across from where, I don't know if T-Mobile is still there, Drew, but it's right across from where T-Mobile is. And I ran into him, and I was like, yo, because we had never met in person. We just talked over the phone at that time. And so I was like, yo, I'm Dave Lennon. I'm the guy who, you know, linked you with the Billboard article. He was like, oh, yeah, man, good looking out. But she didn't put my picture in there. And that's all he cared about. Like, literally.
That sounds like him.
And I was just like, oh, my bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, what can I say? You know, I was on the bus. I was on the train, you know, but that was my Kanye story, man. But it resonated. And then we spoke on a panel one time together too at Columbia. But he was always that just mind was always working, ideas were always flowing, and he was always talking. Somebody told me first time they met him, this was before I think he even started really making a name as a producer, but he had came to a party one time and he literally walked around the party and introduced himself to everybody in the room and said, hey, I'm Kanye West. Like, you know what I'm saying? It didn't matter who you were. He just walked up to you like, hey, I'm Kanye West. So everybody would know his name. So it just all of that kind of like, you know, you see where, you know, why he is where he is today.
That's a different type of drive.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Because I would go into rooms and be like, I don't want to talk to nobody in this room.
Right, exactly. I'm the same way. But it was also interesting just seeing how some of those collabs and productions came together. Like they showed, you know, them making slow jams with Jamie Foxx. And then, you know, some of the artists that was popping up too, that, you know, you forgot about, like Drew, you remember Young Steph from Rockefeller? Yeah. Dude, I forgot about some Young Steph. And I think, you know, that they were supposed to be like, you know, one of the next big things off the label. But I think it was just like a couple features here and there and then nothing. But, you know, there was all these, like, you know, different people you see, like, oh, man, I forgot about them. Or, oh, man, I know them. Or, you know. So I'm interested to see the final episode comes on next week and or this week. And, you know, that'll be the conclusion of the Genius documentary. But check it out, man. It's definitely inspiring.
How long are the episodes?
Hour and a half each.
All right. So I might just pick a day and just binge this whole thing once it all drops.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely takes you back, man. And just, you know, the whole, you know, they break down the whole thing of him getting into the accident and how he brought the Through the Wire video together. That in itself, like, you're just amazed at how much footage Cootie, shout out to Cootie and Chike, you know, but Cootie from and all the Channel Zero cats who we used to always run into at different events. All of the footage they had, like, I didn't know, like, Cootie basically stopped doing comedy and dedicated his life to following Kanye around for a good early portion of his career. And as a result,
without knowing what he would become, which is crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, it everything happens for a reason. And I, you know, I don't want to spoil it for you, but I will say this. When there's a point in the second episode where Cootie, you know, talks about how him and Kanye kind of split up when Kanye went on tour for that first College Dropout tour. And then Cootie and Chike start getting calls from other people who, you know, they have been around to start doing their music videos. And that's how their documentary career started burgeoning. So it was like, you know, on one hand, you know, he has sacrificed his life to follow this man around. And then, you know, I guess at a point he kind of almost felt like, okay, damn, you know, what am I going to do now? But that opened up the door for where he is now. Yeah. So, you know, I saw a critic kind of criticize that Cootie was kind of also making a documentary about himself, but he absolutely should have. Because their visions and their paths aligned, even though they split up at a certain point, you know, it all came back together. You know what I'm saying? So it's dope, man. It's dope. Definitely check it out. Even Drew.
He won't. He definitely won't.
Just like New Edition, you got to count me out.
Hey, speaking of New Edition, real quick, Bobby, I need you to hang in there for 7 more days, bro, okay? I got my tickets already. I got my tickets. I'm ready for you and Joe, all the members of Jodeci. I need y'all to stick together for 7 more days, okay?
Now, let me ask you this. Have you seen the video of them literally, like, they're doing Bobby, like, BBD's on stage with Bobby doing his songs?
Yeah.
And
Bobby's having a tough time.
Yeah, Ricky is singing Bobby's parts.
I seen it. Yeah, man.
I don't think that's gonna happen, bro.
Come on,
yeah,
Drew.
I need
Bobby to hang on, man.
Just, okay. Just,
oh, look who just side-eyed us.
Huh?
Look who decided to come out the woodworks.
Send that nigga an invite.
Yeah, I am. I'm gonna send him.
As we get ready to wrap it up.
Right, exactly. I'm gonna do that as soon as he gets on too. Like, all right, so wrapping up.
Girl, look who fell into the gig.
Right. Yo, he said his phone has been on Do Not Disturb for 2 weeks. Hilarious.
Wow.
Wow, I'm about to clown this man so bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a serious 33-3 roast session.
What's that fucking Kanye line about being late?
I'll be late for that.
But it's a certain line I'm thinking about.
Mm. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. I show up late to this. You're talking about from Stronger, where he'd be like, I show up late to this.
You should be honored by my lateness.
Lateness, right.
That's what he's gonna come here, dude.
Well, while we try to get him on, I'm gonna just shout out to my barber, Tony, for giving me a fresh cut. He got his new shop he just opened, Refined Barbershop in Pilsen.
Oh, word? I would be accused of cheating if I go over there, Drew, because my barber's in Pilsen. But he had you looking right though, bro.
Hey man, that's Tony do me right every time.
What's the name of it again?
Refined Barbershop.
Okay. Yep. All right. I might have to check him out.
My barber's in my mirror.
Listen, for some reason, when you send the invite, I can't open it unless I already have the app open. So like the first time you send it while I'm not in the app and then I click it, it just brings me to the app, but it doesn't bring me to the actual recording. So I have to wait till I open the app and then take the invite. It's weird.
Yeah, we don't care about none of that shit, dude. Yo,
Tom Teague in the building.
This nigga.
Wow.
Listen, yo, I'm
working time, TJ.
Yeah, niggas know I work overnight on Saturday, so I don't go to sleep till 9, 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, that sounds like a personal problem, TJ. You gotta.
And like I said in the text, yo, I just realized I've had D&D on my phone for like 2 weeks.
Okay, that sounds like some superstar shit right there.
I forgot I did that shit, and so yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of.
did I make it in time for the grand finale?
Yeah, pretty much, man. Hilarious.
You pulled the David Ruffin at the end of the show,
man. Man, thanks for joining us, though, T.
It's my pleasure, man.
Really appreciate that you honored us with your lateness.
Yo, I just wanted to, you know, my presence is a present, so. Yeah.
Three, Kanye quote, there we go.
Man, you want to give a shout out to anybody?
I mean, y'all should be honored by my lateness.
Wow.
See?
You want to give a shout out to anybody, man? Right. You know?
Not really. Yeah, right. I just went 2 weeks with my phone on D&D. I obviously do not care about anybody.
Right, exactly. That's
shout out to Apple for making a D&D.
Very apparent. TJ does not care about on the Series 33 and 3rd podcast.
Right. He's going solo.
Yeah.
Right.
I hit you with the Kanye George Bush line right there. So. Okay. Oh man. Well, that has been another episode. On the Series 33 and a 3rd podcast. Man, we love y'all. You know, we're sorry that Teej wasn't here for most of the show, but, you know.
Are we?
I'm sure he loves y'all too. Ain't that right, Teej?
Yep, just try not to call me. Hit me on IG DM because the phone is a no-go.
No doubt. Wow.
That's funny because I DM'd this nigga too.
CB, no.
I still ain't get a response. Like, you just
oh
up.
My goodness.
I went straight to the group text.
Hey, y'all. Yeah. We love y'all. Man, peace and prayers.
Three of us love y'all.
One of us just show up whenever the fuck they feel like.
Right.
Facts. peace and prayers to everybody, to the world, to the people of Ukraine. You know,
yeah,
what I'm
but
saying?
The fucking racism in Ukraine is pissing me off too. So
yeah, we did that already.
Yeah.
I
covered
sure,
that. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Like I was feeling bad for Ukraine, and now I'm seeing how they're treating the black people and African students. So now I'm like, yeah.
Man,
yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good, man.
Yeah,
Nah, but prayers to the world, man. It's, you know, like I said, we live in the dark times, and we just gotta, you know, keep the peace and positivity going, man. So everybody stay safe out there, and
turn your do not disturb off.
Yeah, turn your do not disturb off.
I don't know. This was kind of peaceful, and I didn't realize it. But I gotta reconsider.
Oh my goodness! All right, y'all, we out. One love.
What?